This I Believe. Edward J. Meeman is a newspaper editor with a record of responsible community leadership. The News Sentinel, which he established in Knoxville, Tennessee, was instrumental in the creation of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and in the establishment of non-political city manager government in Knoxville. Now, as editor of the Memphis Press Semeter, he continues in the same tradition. This is what Edward J. Meeman believes.
I have passed from doubt to complete faith. I remember how years ago, as one of the better monthly magazines would arrive, I would look eagerly for an article which argued for the existence of God and the immortality of the soul, such as would occasionally appear in such magazines. This I read first, with unseemly haste, for I was looking for assurances. Today I need no assurances. My faith is complete. My interest is wholly given to increasing the fruits of such a faith by daily victories over evil, confusion, and inertia, and in accomplishments for human good which one blessed with such a faith ought to show forth. I believe that there is nothing wrong with God or the universe, that our problem is solely in the human mind, which is mortal and liable to error, and is to be replaced by the mind of God, which is immortal and perfect. I think it is my business to accept literally the command of Jesus, who said, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." I will realize this only partially, but I know what is deemed possible for me and expected of me. Once I accepted this hypothesis, I found it completely satisfying. But a hypothesis is only a hypothesis, however satisfying it may be. It is a working basis. It requires action. One must prove it. I found the proofs coming one by one. I found not only my own thought responding to a higher purpose, but that when I put my own thoughts, my own purposes, in line with it, not only was I able to make decisions which proved right, but I found other people cooperating with me gladly and effectively in my right endeavors. The process in which this belief involves me is the constant study of the laws of God, to find out how they work and to apply them to daily problems. I find results often far beyond my expectations. Then I see that my faith was not too great, but not great enough. Then I say, I didn't expect enough. It is literally true, I have found, that with God all things are possible. I have learned that there is no satisfaction in seeking personal power over other men, but only in wielding the power of God for the good of all. I have learned that there is no satisfaction in seizing things, but only in receiving them from the hands of God. Man is the expression of God's being. My only business is to express him. When I began to do that, I found that every hour could bring me a new achievement, a new victory, a new enjoyment, a new delight. The victory, the enjoyment, the delight is not for myself alone, but for all mankind. Like the air I breathe, it is not less mine because I share it.
There the creed of Edward J. Meeman of Memphis, Tennessee, a newspaper editor whose faith is sincere as it is articulate.